Now, when you come to financing of these projects, we look to World Bank. And as I told you, World Bank has got these two arms. One is IBRD, that is International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. And next is IDA. Let us try to understand what is the role between the two, role of each of these different arm of World Bank is very clearly defined, which situation, who will play the role. The IBRD is an international financial institution that offers loans to middle-income developing countries. The loans are given not to the project handlers, but to the developing countries. The bank provides commercial grade or concessional finance to sovereign governments directly, or the projects which are backed by the governments. Sovereign government means officially declared government of an independent country. So primary, it is IBRD giving loans at a concessional rate to the government itself, or project financed by the requirement of the government. And such type of funding would be to improve energy investments, transportation and infrastructure, education, domestic policy, environmental consciousness, healthcare, access to food and potable water, and access to improved sanitation. These are the primary duties of the government, and governments always need fund to provide these basic facilities to the public. And therefore, such sovereign governments will try to obtain loans from various sources. They may generate from their internal source also, but ultimately foreign funding is always required on critical issues. And therefore, IBRD gives such type of concessional loans. It also provides strategic coordination and information services to its borrowing member countries. Apart from giving funds, it provides them with certain strategy to be performed to cover their financial aspect and their internal policy to be modified to cover the repayment clause. So these are the two situations which the IBRD would look after as far as the government's funding is concerned. Example is, following the reconstruction of Europe, the bank's mandate has transitioned to eradication poverty around the world. Initially, it was started to reconstruct Europe only. Europe was devastated by World War. So, first reconstruction of Europe started, and subsequently, it went into the other countries for poverty eradication purposes. IBRD has also invested in France, Belgium, Luxembourg, their steel industries. Banks also financed projects seeking to dam rivers, generate electricity, and improve access to water and sanitation. The bank also provides guarantees to cover the country's sovereign default risk. Sovereign default, I'll explain to you in subsequent chapters. Okay? In case a government is not able to repay its debt, that becomes a sovereign default. Then partial credit guarantees to offer credit risk to a sovereign government. That is, if the government has borrowed from various sources and is not able to repay or give interest on a timely basis, then they can go to IBRD and obtain funds from IBRD to cover their sovereign debt. Then the bank also helps the borrowers to protect them against catastrophes and other special types of risks. Bank offers a catastrophe deferred drawdown option. Catastrophe drawdown option basically means that if there is a catastrophe like a large earthquake or a tsunami affecting the country over a period of time, then that's a catastrophe. In such cases, the government, sovereign government, will not be able to do any repayment to anybody. But on the other hand, they need more funds to come to them. And that is where IBRD helps them on deferred drawdown options in cases of such a catastrophe. They will be providing finance after a natural disaster or declared state of emergency. Next, we have International Development Agency, or IDA. This is also an arm of the World Bank, but it is slightly different from IBRD. How? The IDA is an international financial institution. Yes, that is same as per IBRD, which offers concessional loans and grants to world's poorest developing countries. IBRD would be giving to middle-income developing countries. Here, there'll be poorest developing countries. I mean, those who are so poor, countries are so poor that they cannot afford to take loans from any other source because they cannot offer to give even 1% interest. So they don't give interest, and that is why they are unable to get funds from various sources. At such places, in such countries, IDA steps in. The aim of IDA is to reduce poverty and to provide affordable development financing to countries whose credit risk is so low, so prohibited, that they cannot afford to borrow money commercially from anywhere. Borrowing money commercially means by paying interest. They cannot pay interest. So that is where IDA helps those countries. It also aims to assist the poorest nations in growing more quickly, equitably, and sustaining to reduce their poverty level. It is more of a helping organization than a bank. To be eligible for support from the IDA, countries are assessed by their poverty and lack of creditworthiness as far as commercial funds are concerned and IBRD borrowing methods are concerned. IBRD also offers funds to countries, but they require minimum guarantees, they require interest clause to be added. Poor countries, they cannot. And that is why IDA steps into the picture. And that is how World Bank's both arms are functioning. One is for developing countries on commercial borrowing, and one is for poor countries, non-commercial borrowings, stepping risk factor. IDA will lend to countries with the aim to finance projects that will develop infrastructure, improve education, healthcare, access to clean water and sanitation facilities, and of course, most important is environmental responsibilities. These are the places where a poor country cannot afford to look into infrastructure for these requirements. And therefore, the health of the citizens of that country is really very bad. In order to give support, that is the primary objective of IDA. It is considered to be a soft lending window of the World Bank, while IBRD is considered to be a hard lending window. IBRD will always look to the commercial angle of the funding, whereas IDA will not look at the commercial angle, will look at the necessity of the poor country's risk factor. IDA's loan and grants are usually not paid in full to the borrower at the outset. They don't pay in full immediately, but rather it is disbursed incrementally as needed by the project. Depending on the project movement, it is paid incrementally, stage by stage, step by step. And financial resources are allocated to only eligible countries based on their success in implementing pro-growth and poverty-reducing domestic policies. They have got to frame policies which are pro-growth and poverty-reducing. It is only that stage where IDA will insist that you adopt such policy, we are giving you funds. Regular IDA borrowers may take advantage of no-interest loans. Yes, they will always get no-interest loans. And financial resources, how do they get? How does IDA get financial resources? They are allocated to eligible countries based on their success in implementing pro-growth and poverty-reducing domestic policies. Yes, it prioritizes its lending to those countries which are indicated to be most promising in terms of favorable policies and aid effectiveness. The countries have got to show that they are ready for a change, adopting favorable policies as per the standards of IDA. IDA will dictate the standards that this is the step you have got to take. This is the policy you have got to adopt. This is the method by which you can elevate your poverty level. And the association has adopted an immediate response mechanism in 2011 to provide IDA borrowers with immediate access to withdraw and disperse portions of their loans should a crisis arise that meets with the mechanisms of the criteria. Yes, even the poor countries, while going through this process of taking funding part by part, after a certain period of time, if they enter into a crisis, they have a crisis. At that point of time, IDA has got a response mechanism to disperse the full quantum to support that particular country in terms of that particular crisis. International competitive bidding is a term or a condition. I would say it's a primary condition of World Bank financing. any financing by the World Bank, they will say that all the projects tendering has got to be done on international competitive bidding basis. That means business entities or contractors from all over the world can participate in tendering and execution of the contract. So it's freely business available depending on the lowest bidder, irrespective of the country. And therefore, World Bank, that is when it is lending through IBRD or IDAS, it requires its borrowers to follow specified procedures for awarding mandates on services procured to develop the bank's loan-funded products. Procedures have been set by World Bank. Bank has got detailed requirements and specific conditions that must be followed by borrowers in choosing a business partner to execute that project. That is a primary condition of the World Bank. Otherwise, World Bank will say that, okay, your government will take the funds and ask their own contractors who will eat away the funds. No. World Bank insists that the project has got to be completed by any contractor who has got sufficient expertise, technological advancement to complete that particular project for which World Bank is giving the funds. The main reason is to promote fair and healthy competition for the bank's funded economic opportunities. IBRD and IDA are providing opportunities to fund large projects, and opportunities has got to be equal as far as any country is concerned. The borrowing country in such an arrangement maintains a certain degree of freedom in selecting a winning bid for its project. Yes, they have a freedom to maintain the winning bid. They may say lowest bid, but it is expected that the lowest priced competitive bid has got to be selected. Why? Because minimized expenditure is required to be done, and that is being controlled by the IBRD and IDA procedures set out by the World Bank. Major requirements of ICB is detailed instructions and conditions and requirements that must be followed in the international competitive bidding process for services are: ICB requires the borrowers to internationally advertise these services needed for each project in an acceptable language of that country. That means the project which has got to be executed has got to be advertised in various countries in their regional languages or acceptable languages also, freely advertised. And borrowers must award contracts to the lowest acceptable bids so that expenditure is minimized. Of course, subjective conditions will always be there, and subjective certain considerations would be for quality judgment. Quality judgment will definitely be looked into. Borrowers who receive funding from World Bank can find all these banks' procurement framework for international competitive bidding on their websites. That means you have got to go to World Bank website and get all these requirements downloaded if you want to enter into contracts of the World Bank EDIT project. Details of the bank's procurement framework and will include the bank's policy, certain regulations, certain directives and procedures. Mind you, if you want, or if the country wants to take funds from the IBRD and IDA for certain projects, the project executor or contractor will have to follow all these guidelines created as per this World Bank website. Follow the websites and comply with the requirements. Friends, that's all. Thank you. Yes, let's build India together. World Bank is ready to give funds to India also on a large scale. It is already giving. Let's take the opportunity to get into infrastructure projects. Of course, as newcomers, I would not advise you to enter. Gather information, work with some contractors, and then develop your expertise to enter into this kind of a turnkey project. Thank you.